We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning Chav Zayin Amud Bey, is 2 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah about Gilgul Shvua that if you have an item that you can't make a Shvua on, for example, Karkois, if you have a Shvua on the Metaltim, you can Megalgul a Shvua from the Metaltim onto Karkois. And the Makar was from Saito, we see they Megalgul the Shvua on other things, even things you cannot make a Shvua on. For example, Arusa, which is not possible to ever have a din of Saita, still you can megalgal onto Arusa from a regular Saita. So the Mar says, Ashkan Saita de Isura. You find Saita de Isura, Mamayna Manom, Haino Mamayn. What's the Makar that is Gilgul Shvua by Mamayn? So the Gemara, Tonaberry Bishmal, Kava Chaymer. It's Kava Chaymer, Mas Saita, Shle Nitnili Tavid Echod, Megalgalin, Mas Saita, where you need two Adim. You need two Adim for the Stira that saw that she secluded herself with another man. You need two Adim. And still, even though it's so chamri to Edim, we still have a din Gilgul Shvua. Mamon shnit le tov eid echad. Mamon that shayich the mechayev shvua did echad. Ain't a din shemegalgalim shouldn't be the din that you can megalgal that you can megalgal shvua. So it's a kavachaimer from the case of Saito. By eid echad, look at by mamon that if eid echad comes and says that yechayev mamon, you have to make a shvua to dispute the charge. So it's mechayev shvua. So eid echad has a certain power by mamon, at least the mechayev shvua. Like Rashi says, "Moment she's only tava leshbia beit echad." I'm talking one of a couple loy bekuloy veirechem idai. He can mechayev a shvua. So eirech has a power by moment. Zok the Gemara eshkam a vaday. Okay, so you found the makar through a kavachaymer from Saita. Eshkam a vaday. So you see here by tainus vaday, you could have a dingil shvua. Sofik menolon. So Rashi explained like this. So eshkam vaday means like you find, let's say, eir echad that's mechayev a shvua. By Mammon. It's only by a Vadai. So we're learning the Kavachayim really from Eidach. That's where the power of Mammon is from. So that's what we're saying. Just like Dira has Eidachad, so Shua has Gilgul Shua. So maybe only by a Vadai Taina, Taina's Vadai, do you have a Gilgul Shua. How do you know a Taina Shema has Gilgul Shua? Now, what's an example of Taina Shema? It's something called a Shua Sashutvim, that Shutvim who, by Shutvim who, don't they're splitting? They split already, and one of the shutvim is telling the other shutvim that, you know, you took too much, so you're not sure. You're making up a story. You're being chayshev. Maybe he took some stuff, so you want to make him a shua. They didn't keep anything from the shutvim. So there, the halach is they you can make a gilgul shua on that. Mehecha teisa. Who said sofik menayin? That's the Rashi says. Taina shem gan shua is hashutvim arisim. How do you know you could do gilgul shua? I can ask me. Every soita really is a sofik. Every soita is sofik. So Rashi asks his kasha. Rashi answers because by soita the original shvua was also a safik. Even the main shvua, not the gilgul shvua, the main shvua is a safik. So there it makes sense to have a gilgul shvua. But here by mamonis, a regular shvua can't be with a taina shema. So therefore it stands to reason that only a vadai could be learned out for gilgul shvua. So eshcham a vadai safik menala on tanya b'shem mechayimer nemer shvua b'chutz. It says shvua b'chutz, which means shvua of mamon. Nemer shvua b'fnim, which is the shvua of a soita that's made in da'azara. Mashvua amur b'fnim also by safik avada. It's like a shvua they do b'fnim. We made safik avada because there it's a shvua even on a tiny safik by a soita av shvua amur b'chutz. Also by safik avada by a shvua that's also made for mamon b'chutz. Out of da'azara also they made safik k'vadai. They made safik like a vadai. So basically we're learning out like a gilu milsa. Just like that shvua, it's safik avada. Here's shvua safik avada. It's like a mamatzinu. Frank Toisvis, if you have a mamatzino now, mumming from Saita, why need a kavachaymer? Toisvis the mouth of Nemra. Mtaima, lumly kavachaymer. We have now a mamatzino, why need a kavachaymer for us? Toisvis says, well, out of kavachaymer, you wouldn't have a mamatzino, because you can't learn mumming from Isser. But kavachaymer tells you you can learn mumming from Isser. Once you have a kavachaymer, there is a din of Gilgul Shvua, so then you can make a mamatzino, just like by Saita, Gilgul Shvua is even on a tainus suffix. Mamun also is on a tainus suffix. Again, a tainus suffix means where you're not 100% sure that's the fact, but once you have a regular shvua, you say, you know what, make a shvua you didn't do this also. Even if you're not sure he did that, still, you'll have a shvua on a tainus suffix. Zoktamara ad hechon Gilgul Shvua. How far is the koyach, is the power of Gilgul Shvua, something that there's no tzad to make a shvua on, I can still make a shvua on that. How far does it go? Om Rav Yudom Rav, da amalei shavali shein avdi ata. You tell a fellow that swear to me that you're not my Eved. That you're not my Eved Kanani. Swear that you're not my Eved Kanani. That's the case. And so really, you can't make a shvua. You can't make a shvua for that. But on Gilgul Shvua, we're saying you could do that.
What do you get?
What? To a guy, a person. We don't know. He's a regular person. He's not a year ago. We don't know. The guy go with the person. He say, you're my Evan. So the guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. So the technically usually goes free. But here, This guy also, and he owes him $100, and he's made the mixas, he's chayav shuris. You know what? I'm going to make galgul, you make a shuris, you're not an eved also. So let the Gemara talk first. Speak to the Gemara kasha. Ahu shemudev shamtinilei. Such a case, you, if someone calls his friend the eved, you put him to cherim. The tie him into the braisa. Hakar lechaveri eved. If you call your friend the eved, yeah, benidui. You go, they put you into cherim, into nidui. Which is the, even worse than giving someone malchus. Of course, on a mamzer sefik zavoyim, you give him malchus marvis. Rasha, if you call him Rasha, yared imoy lechayev, which Rashi means that the guy could has a right to hate you. If you call him Rasha, he could hate you, and even could like mimayit is parnasa. But like, upon him, what do you see? That if you call someone eved, you go bechayim. That's the Gemara's tain there. So it can't be. That's the story here. Break the Kiveger, I'll read you his lashon. Kiveger says like this: Lezachis alav, I don't understand. The hashem the karlech haver eved shu beemes ain't eved. Mezalzel, oh, you say you're embarrassing him. Ava hacha memoyna tava. Oh my, she emes evedu. Shemalo yishava. Shemalo shem. Amaylo yishava leha. So what shayches? It says a case of where he goes to the cherem is if you call stam a guy, you call him eved. So then you go to the cherem. Here the guy has a taina. You're my eved. Swear to me, you're not an eved. It's not. It's maybe it's true. Maybe he's an eved. Like this is not a case where you're making fun of someone stam. Here's a din taira. It's a din taira that you're making him. You're din taira here. The Craig's kasha is that there's like two din. It's like a shkafa and there's like, you know, mominous. If you call a guy, make a fun of a guy, call him, you're my eved. He goes to the cherem. But let's say you go to din taira and I'm claiming you're my eved. So you have to work with Dina Tyra. So why can't it be a Gilgal Shua on that? Like, what's the problem? I'm dying in heaven. Well, what's Shaykhus? So that's what Craig is Kasha. He says, lies to Sarachim. Someone answered, they're talking about here a person who's muchsik to be a regular Jew, and there, even a Gilgal Shua or any time like that would be nothing. It'll be a taka, put him into Kherim, because that's like making up a story, because he's very muchsik to be a Yid. But upon him, what's the case about Hechel Gilgal Shua? He said, there can't be Avdiata because you're going to Kherim. So what's the case? He swear to me that you're not my Eved Ivri. So pray to Gemara, hi tiny Samaliasi. That's fine. Minus the Gabay. That's a regular mominus because that's a regular pile. So it's a regular mominus to Gabay. So why attack is that at Hechen Gugel Shua? So Gemara, Rava Tamei, Dama Rava, Eved Ivri Gufay Kanu. Rava says that Eved Ivri is Gufay Kanu. So you would think this is not considered a regular mominus. This is more like Kinyan Aguf. It's more like Enish Bar Maka Kayas type idea. It's more of a Gufay Kanu. So maybe it wouldn't work. Kamash Vallon, that here I can Megalgo Shua, even to say someone's not an Eved Ivri, you're demanding about from your friend that he's your Eved Ivri, even then you can make a Shua on that, even though it's Gufay Kanu, which means there's a little bit of a Kinyan Issa here. It's not regular mominus. Break the mara, yochi hainu karka. We already know you can make Gilgal Shua on karka, so why is this a big chiddush on karka? Hainu karka. So the mara, tem karku davide inshe mezavim vitzina, and me said dissolve unless they call law. Karka sometimes is sold privately, and therefore, if it would have been sold, maybe it could have been sold without a coil. So it's not a raya, they wouldn't hear anything that wasn't sold. Eved Ivri, Isa Dezovin, if it would have been your Eved Ivri, everyone known about it. Kol Islay. So you would think you can't make a Shavua there on Eved Ivri because everyone would have known about it. Kamash Malon, you still can make a Shavua through Gilgal Shavua even on Eved Ivri. So the bottom line is, more wanted to out here in Gilgal Shavua, more answered, even to make someone swear that he's not an Eved Ivri. And even though there it's Gufay Kanu, so it's similar to Karak a little bit, and Kamash Malon, they still can make the Shavua. And even though there was a Taino over here that Kala Islay, the maybe it's a Kala, Kamash Lono, I still can make someone make a Shavua. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Kol Nase Domim Be'achar, Kimin Shazok Azed and Schai Zeb Echalipov. We know that you can't make a Kinyan Kesef, it does not work. You need Mashiach, a Kinyan Kesef does not work. Kinyan Chalipin does work. Here the Chiddush was, what? Kinyan Kesef does not work on Karka, only on, Kinyan Kesef does not work on Metalthim. Kinyan Kesef only works on Karka, not on Metalthim. You need Mashiach on Metalthim. Chalipin works on Metalthim. Chalipin does work. So here the Mishnah says a statement like this: "Kol nasa dom ba'achar," which pashas means money. Anything that you nasa dom ba'achar, which means you use that for money when you buy something. Kivun shezoch hazeh nischai zeh b'chalipov. Once let's say the seller is zoicha in the money, I become the owner on the chalipin. That's what it sounds like. Keitzad hichlev shar v'para. If you switch a shar v'para. Echamar b'shar. You switch a shar part means you switch a axe for a cow. Echamar b'shar or a donkey for a axe. Kivin shezoch hazeh is chayav zevach lipav. Once one of them, let's say, is zeich in the chamar, then the shar belongs to the other guy and he's chayav all the einsim on that. It belongs to him already. So it sounds like we start off kol nasim don ba'achar as tans don matbeya. And we say it's once that guy's zoichin the matbeya, the other guy owns the chalipin. And then the ketzat says a shar and a chamar, which is a little problem. It's not about matbeya. It's two animals, which are both metalklim. So the Gemara will explain what that means. But the Gemara right now is learning that will come out here that matbeya nasa chalipin, which is really a machlekes in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, chalipin mayniu matbeya shema mino. So Gemara says, what's called nasdom ba'achar? Now, just to speak out what we said before, that kin and kesa does not work. So even if you would hold kesa that works din chalipin, you would have to give it medin chalipin. You can't give it, stam give kesa. If you stam give kesa, pashas you mean kin kesa. Yeah, but you want to buy something. You want to buy a shar. Here's $100 for the shar. So if you say that, you're not carrying the shar yet until you make a mashiach on shar. That's pashas. But let's say you say, Gemara thinks doing chalipin now. I say, here, I want to do chalipin with this $100. Here's $100, and that's chalipin for your shar. So Gemara says, you own the shar already. The buyer owns the shar already.
Once the
Meicher makes a kinyan on the money, I own it. Even though he didn't give it, deliver the goods, I didn't see it, I own it already. That's what happens. That's called Nasa Medon Ba'ach, Kim Zakhazem, Schaizem, Chalipa. So Gemara says a question, chalipin, mayniu, matbeya, what are we talking about here? Money. You tell me that matbeah can become chalipin? We know that the Gemara says, and usually we hold like that, even though it's a chalipin, we usually hold that damim is not a chalipin. You can't use money for chalipin. The reason is because it says Rashi brings down later, the reason is because daita atzurasav, atzurasav ita batla, atzura usually becomes batla. The bottom Rashi on Chochesa Bey says this, that people are not semich das on a matbeah for chalipin like upon him, but in any case, the matbeah is not as chalipin usually. Here we see a Mishnah. The matbeah not as chalipin. Om Rav Yehuda, attaching room. Om Rav Yehuda, kama call nishum damim ba'achar, which means anything that if you want to use it as payment, it has to be evaluated. That type of thing, if someone else is zeichen it, you're zeichen the chalipin. Which is what? And what is that? Called Nishim Dom Ba'achar. Kivin Shizach Zev Shayav Zev Chalipa. What does that mean? Any Keli or any Metaltlim could be used for Chalipin. Because that's something that has to be evaluated before you use it. So basically, all Metaltlim besides Matveya could be used as Chalipin. And Dekanami, Diktani, it says in our Mishnah, Ketzat, Hiklav Shar Vaparo, Chamar Bashar, Shemami no. You see the example. What's the example? You switch to Shar Vaparo, or Chamar Bashar. So you see example that we're talking about Metaltim for Metaltim, Shemami no. Now what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah then? The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that Zaman Diyomo holds that a Peri loy avdi Chalipin. Zaman Diyomo holds that you can't use Peris for Chalipin. You can't use a fruit for Chalipin, Peris for Chalipin. You're only allowed to use Kalim. Even more, Pashtusa means you can't even use a shar for chalipin. You only can use a nal, like a keli for chalipin. That's what one of the mandiyama holds. So here, we know that lav dafka kelim, but even any metaltim can use for chalipin. So that's what we're saying. That's Mr. Jones. Break the Gemara. My nesalak adaita mekara the feinas chalipin, and the half minute Gemara that we thought my feinas chalipin, my ketzad. How do you read the ketzad? Pasha, how do you read the Mishnah? So I read the Mishnah like this. Hachkama. Peris nami avdi chalipin. You read the Mishnah like this. Peris also can be used as chalipin. Lav dafka kalim, even Peris. Ketzad. Hichlev basar sharba. No. Lav dafka ketzad. If a rafei chalipin would be, no. Like this. But benas chalipin. What's the ketzad? Peris nami avdi chalipin. We're adding on that even Peris can use chalipin. And not dafka kalim. Because the halacha is, where's the halacha of chalip learned from? From the word na'al in Rus, it says it has to be a shoe. So one man holds only a shoe, only a keli can be used. A non-keli cannot be used. Now, if you that man why would matbeya be of using that same matbeya? Toysus now chalchas ma'al from the bottom speaks out that matbeya can be a keli also. Because you can use a matbeya for a weight, or you can hang it on your daughter's neck, or he says a different svara. There are svaras why maybe the coin can be called a keli. But here the Shiloh B is, could be Paris be used as Chalipin? But my Ketzad, so Lefida have a minute that the ratio of Mr. saying Matbeah not Chalipin, how would you read the Ketzad? So my Ketzad, how come a Paris not be Avdi Chalipin? Even Paris could be done a Chalipin, not after Kalim. Even Paris, Ketzad, Hichlev Basar Shar Bapara, Oy Basar Chamar Bashar, Kimun Shazok Hazen, Ischai Bechalipin. And Rashi explains Basar Shar is Lav Dafu, Koshkin Shar, the Chai the Adif. But even Basar Shar, the Mishnah will be teaching us, even a Basar, a piece of meat, can be used as chalipin. That's how you would read the Mishnah. So There's two ways to read the Mishnah. One way to read the Mishnah is that Matvei Nasa Chalipin, the Rashi is saying anything that could be evaluated as money could be used as Chalipin, which means Metathlim. And the Ketzah is telling you, look, Ketzah, Chamar Bashar. Or the Rashi is saying Matvei Nasa Chalipin, and Ketzah will be saying that Paris also could be used as Chalipin. But when it says Honi Chal Rav Sheish, it's only Paris after Chalipin. That's only good for Rav Sheish, who holds the Taka use Paris. And Rav Nachman, though on Paris, the Chalipin, Rav Nachman Taka holds, you have to use Dafka Kalim, he holds he can't use Paris. Mayikle Mema, what are you Taka going to say? How are you going to learn the Mishnah? Because Sai, the Havmin, and the Maskana won't work. Because the end of the Mishnah is different than Zichdog and Paris, not Dafka Kalim. So it was Rav Nachman, how you learn the Mishnah? So the Gemara, I'm not going to hold it away learning the Mishnah. Hach kama. Yes, domim shen khalipin. There is money, kinyan kesef, that sometimes could be like khalipin. Ketzad. I'm going to give you a case and explain it. I'm going to explain it to Ketzad. Hichlip de mei shar b'paro, which means like this. The mei shar b'paro, which means we have Reuven and Shimon. So remember the names. Reuven and Shimon, okay? Shimon sold Reuven a shar. Shimon sold Reuven a shar, sold them. Now he owed money for the shar. He owed $100 for that shar. Lamaisa, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, you owe me $100 for the shar. But you know what? You have a parah. I'll take the parah instead of the $100. I'll take the parah instead of $100. Hichlev d'mei shar v'parah, oy d'mei chamar v'shar. So in that case, the halacha is, it works for kinyan kesef, because it's the hanoas mechila samilva, that you owe me $100, would make the kinyan. Here, everyone will agree, Moyes kindness, the Gemara is saying. My time, Sovlekrab Yechanon, the Omar Dvar, not everyone agreed. Here, the Gemara is saying is that will work for Moyes kindness. What's Pshat? My time. Sovelor Rav Nachman Hosak Rav Yechanon, the Omar Dvar, Tay Moyes kindness. That's in the Raisa Moyes is kind by Metathlim. Umat Hamar Mashicha. Why do we say Mashicha by Metathlim? Umat Hamar Mashicha Kaina. Gzeira Shem Yoim Ruloy Nishav Ruchitach Balia. Betsem, the Minotaira, King Kesef would work. But we were scared. Let's say you gave Kesef for someone's Metathlim. And it was still in the seller's house. Once you give him money, he's not going to be careful with it anymore because it's not his. So therefore, the masak and you have to have mashicha. But the only way that they call him mashicha by milsa shicha. Milsa shicha gozer rabbanon. Milsa loy shchiach le gozer rabbanon. A milsa is not shchiach loy gozer rabbanon. This is not shchiach to pay with the hanoas mechilas milva. That's not a normal way of doing payment. And therefore, it's considered a milsa shicha. And therefore, moy is kindness. So basically, it's Chazor again. Rav Sheish just learns the Mishnah, is talking about things that are not Kalim, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. In any case, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the Sefer of the Mishnah. Rav Nachman, only Kalim does Chalipin. So what's the end of it talking about? Terence, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about money. And Kol Nasa B'dal means there's a certain type of money that could be made at work Ka'in Chalipin. How? What type of money? Money that you owed you from before, and I took that as payment for the Shar. But that only works if you hold Moyes kindness. If you hold Moyes not kindness, not Tyros, then nothing you do about it. Tyros, Moyes not kindness, it doesn't help you miss Leishicha. So Gemara says, Honich is Savalah. So Gemara is like this. V'la Shlokish to Amar, I skipped along. Shlokish to Amar, Meshicha fresh from Tyros. For your Shlokish to hold that no Moyes kindness, he holds Meshicha from Tyros. Honich is Savalah, Krav Sheshis. Don Paris Abde Chalipin. He holds Paris Kmei Chalipin with Taras Krav Sheshis. Mr. Krav Sheshis. At least Savalah, Krav Nachman. But if he holds a Krav Nachman, hold Amar Paris Lavde Chalipin. Umatveya like Kani, and Matveya was not Kaina, if he was like that also, but my Mukila, he can't learn the Mishnah. Rav Shlokas, no, he learned the Mishnah. Because he can't learn the Mishnah like Rav Nachman Shtikal Taira, they're talking about Dhammim, because it only applies the fear of Yechanan and holds the Atayim Ayas Kainas. That's the whole way Milsa Shikha works. Only if Matayra works. So fear of Shlokas, he has to hold Rav Sheshis, that Peiris also makes Chalipin. I call Rav Sheshis for your life, that not only does Kaila make Chalipin, but Peiris make Chalipin, or anything, any Matalatim can make Chalipin, that's how. He will hold. This is Man Yama will hold. That's how Rav Shlokas will hold like Rav Sheshis.